Today is the 12th January 2021, Tuesday. We will be continuing with our sharing from this book, The Essence of the Sutra of Infinite Meaning. They are based on the teachings on the adapted verses of the Sutra of Infinite Meaning. We are at page 81, last paragraph. Just relax body and mind and maintain some form of attention. We will, as usual, have our half an hour of awareness-based meditation before we start the class. Okay, we'll off the light. And you can prepare yourself for developing this awareness-based meditation. I will set the alarm for exactly 30 minutes. So always remember the four support to develop this awareness-based meditation. The first three are very important and relatively simple when you understand. First support is just to relax body and mind completely. Whatever mind state that arises, just let it be and relax into it. Don't have to do anything. Relax body and mind. Then maintain awareness. Don't try to know. Don't try to do anything. Just aware. If there is thinking, thought, just let it be. Let it arise. Then observe, silently observe, see what happens. The very flowering of thought is the very ending of thought, which means all this sankhara activity, your habitual thinking, your heedless thinking, they are there because of your mental hindrance. Without the mental hindrance, they will not be there. In order to overcome mental hindrance, you need stability of the five spiritual faculties. They are Sadha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya. So before you develop it, you can just relax and maintain awareness. Don't do anything. Whatever arises, let it arise. Silent. Through the silent mind, observe. And you will come to understand that you have two minds. The thinking mind or the mundane mind is not your true mind. This mind is dependent, originating, conditioned, arising, causal phenomena. They arise due to your mental hindrance, due to your lack of the opposite five spiritual faculties. So when you understand this, you just let things be and silent. That's why relax, maintain awareness for as long as you can. It's the third support. Then stabilize that nature, the awareness nature. Then use it to meditate. You all can be seated. Then we will get ready to commence our sharing. But before that, I would like to make a short announcement. This is regarding Brother Teo, Pamasuri and family, the wake, Brother Teo's dad just passed away, I think yesterday at the age of 96, as you all have already been made known to. We have sent out some notice and information to all of you all. Then today, I think quite a few Kayamita managed to visit Brother Teo and Pamasuri at the wake in Nirvana too, somewhere near KL, I think Cheras there, or near to Cheras, not really Cheras, somewhere near Lok Yew or this Dewan Bahasa and Pustaka, the area. Sui An and Sister Eng B and Chim, they all, I think they had a very good suggestion. They had proposed to enable us as Kayanamitas to play our part by arranging for this great service for Bradyun's father. We are going to hold it tomorrow. At first it's supposed to be tonight, but because of logistic and the timing, we can't, because that place closed at 8 p.m. So we have to do it tomorrow. So tomorrow, I think my daughter will send out the Zoom session notice. It will be from 3:30 to 5:30. So under this particular session, there will be a few things that we will arrange. Tentatively, I think Suyan has some, I think, very simple program workout, but I don't think it's finalized. So it seems we will start off with a Zoom session, and Brother Jim will be the MC to conduct the service, great service. Then there will be a short Dhamma sharing by me. And after that, we will get Sister Engby to lead us in the wake chanting. Then we will have the soft copy of the SJBA wake chanting book as our guide. I think it will also be circulated to us in the what they call the Zoom notice under our My Kayanamita. Then they had included some short speech by Brother Tio's children. Hopefully they can also log it from into the Zoom from Germany and Shanghai. And there will also be a short speech, acknowledgement of thank and other things, and appreciation by Brother Tio and Sister Padma Suri. So tentatively, this is a short outline of what we are going to do. And as Kayamita, we should really rejoice in all this wholesomeness, because the reason for us to do this is for the first time, we have somebody, especially Bertil and Padma Suri, they have been with us since the inception of our grouping from Subhanjaya and developing this Kayamita ship grouping. And they are the one that are mainly responsible as key pioneers and committee members or volunteers who have helped us to do a lot of very important things. Their presence and their contribution has been really immense, and it has helped us a lot. Without them, I don't think a lot of things can happen. They are together with the other pioneers like Sui An, Mi Fong, Eng Bi, then later on Brother Chim Leong, and many other who help out. Later on, even Jin Hao, they all, Alicia, then many other Kayamitas who have helped. But the key people are Brother Tiong and Sister Padma Suri. They actually contributed in a very beautiful ways all the initial printing of Dhamma book, setting everything, all the Dhamma book's requirement. Then later on, others help out in the proofreading, etc. Then, of course, people who volunteer to do the transcript, then we check through, then the proofreading. Then later on, the formatting of the book before we print it together with the proofreading. They were mainly done by Sister Padma Suri and Brad Teo, and our website also, they contributed a lot. They were responsible for a lot of things in the website, especially Brad Teo and Padma Suri, and also Jin Hao, and later on my daughter, they all. Also, Brother Sui An, of course, not to forget Brother Lau, and many others. So this website, together with all the Dhamma books, then later on all the audio thing, video thing, and also all the retreat preparations, spiritual trips, they were done by mainly Padma Suri and Brother Tim. So in honor of their great contribution, we really, as Kayamita, we need to do something. So when Brother Teo informed me of his death passing away yesterday, my nature knew what was coming, and it was our time to do our part, to show our appreciation. But the message he conveyed was very good. He even told me, we should really rejoice. You just wait, I read you the message. So Ratio text me, he said, just to inform you, Ratio, that my dad has passed away peacefully yesterday at 11 a.m. He is 96 years old, and his last moments were very peaceful. Then there were a lot of wholesome things that happened. Then on top of that, he said his father has instructed him and they all to donate 2,000 ringgit to Brother Teo's Kayamita Fund. That's why I told him we really, really rejoice with the wholesomeness of Brother Teo, Padma Suri and family, and also Brother Teo's father. So I reply, I say, sadhu, 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 rejoice, and Amitabha for the wholesomeness. May he be blessed with good life and great wholesomeness in all his future birth. And may the blessing of the Triple Gem too bless him always. Then I also convey, on behalf of all, our deepest condolence to them. Then I told them I will drop by today, which I did. Then I also told Sui An to help prepare the read. We send the read as a token of thanks for what they have done and contributed to us. So where is Kayamita? We use our Kayamita Fund. We prepare a very nice street, then we send. So when I was there, I saw four reeds from our side and SGBA. So we like to thank Brad Chim and Sui An also. So SGBA also sent two, one from the Sunday school teacher and the Sunday school fund. The other one is from the SJBA Exco committee. Then there is one more from me and my family, because we were very close as Kayamitas, and also because of the contribution they did. We discussed many things, and we organized many spiritual trips and even our Cameron Highland and a retreat earlier on, together with many other important spiritual activity that we did. So all this were the reason. So my wife scared I forgot the printing of book. I already mentioned without them. He introduced a very good printer. who is very reliable, Mr. Leon. So all these are very important, and that is the reason why we do it. So we should rejoice with the 2,000 contribution from the father and the family. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So this is what Dhamma is all about. The way we can express our gratitude and thank is to do our part. So what we have done for them is in honor of a lot of things that they have contributed over the years to our Kayamita grouping's growth. And the way we grew and flourished, and all Kayamitas who know them also, I think you have expressed your thank greeting that you can share your kind thoughts, your whatever merits or metta, credit to radiance there, and also rejoice with all the wholesomeness that you have witnessed. So we need to recall to mind and express our thanks and gratitude so that all this can be very, very meaningful and very wholesome. And I want to say all this so that Kayamita understand. It doesn't mean that we will do for every Kayamita that have wake of their parent or what, but this is something special and unique. That's why those who contributed, we really do our part. And I told Suyan, we also will send some pakim in appreciation of what they have donated towards our Kayamita funds. So all these are like wholesome activity that we can do on our part. So with this, I would like to once again express our thanks and gratitude towards Bratitude, Padmasuri, and family for all they have done for the sasana, for our Kayamitaship activity and society. Although it's not a officially gazetted society, but this is at least a grouping that we have developed, Kayamitaship grouping. Bratios Kayamita grouping. And this has grown over the years from strength to strength. So officially, this is our 16 years since I started the My Kayamita Shape grouping. Since the day I was asked to come out to do the sharing by Sister Hui Yun Chan, Sister Yun Chan. It was in the year 2004, end of the year, before the tsunami, I remember. I think somewhere end of November. So now it's the year 2021, beginning of the year. So it's about slightly more than 16 years. But for Subang Group, I only started in the year, if I'm not wrong, 2007 or 2008. So there, for there is only 12 to 13 years. So this was the history. And this is something I want to share with Kayamita so that we can all rejoice and appreciate and develop our fellowship more and more. The expression of thanks and gratitude is very important. We must acknowledge those who have helped us, contributed in certain great way to enable us all to progress along the path of Dhamma and to have given rise to all this good condition that we have over the past many years. Okay, so with this, I will end my short announcement so we can rejoice one more time. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And towards the end of the session, please remind me to share merits and transfer merit to Brother Tune's dad so that he can have the good birth, good life, and wholesomeness that has that will happen, that will arise. Also, there is one more thing I almost forgot. Over the last 1 or 2 years, I think, we used to have classes at Brother Tune's house. That is the other reason. So Brother Tune and Sister Padmasuri, they were so kind. They invited us to come over to their house to have the Thursday class whenever Sri An and Mi Fong was not able to be around, to let us use their house to do the Thursday class. So at this Thursday class, I remember Brother Tune's dad was there and he had this affinity with us. He liked to join us in the puja, the offering, and say that he, although he doesn't know much English, he will sit down there quietly and listen to the sharing, the session, and sometimes the pre-puja and post-puja chanting. And he also liked to make offering and rejoice with the offering. Then he also was given the opportunity by Brother Tune and Sister Padmasuri to light the candle and make offering and together partake in the puja activity. And because of that, my nature can feel, my nature rejoice. And it has actually helped to transform what happened about 1 week before the father passed away. And today I had a short chat with Brother Tio and Sister Padmasuri. They told me, actually it was so beautiful, the dad passed away so peacefully and very fast. And according to Padmasuri, even yesterday he was eating very well. And he kept on the last 1 week. He became very happy, very peaceful, a lot of joy. And he keep on expressing that joy and tell Sister Padmasuri and Vertune, you all are very blessed, you have good parami, but in Hokkien. Then he himself also very happy. So with this type of mind state before your passing away, it is a good sign, it's very wholesome. He will have good his good karma has actually surfaced towards the end, the few days, or almost 6 or 7 days before the thing happened. And according to Brother Tune, earlier on, I think a few weeks ago, he also called me. He thought that time the dad would pass away, but then something happened and it didn't. Then it was like a warning or a sign for Brother Tune to get ready. So that was how everything fell into place. And when it happened, the whole thing was already arranged. And the place, Nirvana, the area we went to, it was a very nicely set up place. Very cozy, a very modern setting. The building was very beautiful. The staff there, the people there, and the energy there also very good. That's why with all this, we can see if you tread the path of Dhamma, if you have fellow piety, if you have done your part, and especially for Brother Tune and Sister Padmasuri, how they have actually created affinity and opportunity for their father and father-in-law to be benefited by the Dhamma. They bring him to the Dhamma, and there was no resistance, nothing. He seems to be very happy, very comfortable. That's why he insists that the Tune family, on his behalf, donate the $2,000 donation to our My Kayamita Fund. And these are very wholesome things. So this is the complete thing that I want to share. Okay, so with this, we shall start our class. Thank you so much for your patience and your willingness to listen through all this. So hopefully everybody can rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, now we turn to page 81 of this book. The Essence of Infinite Meaning. Teachings from the adapted verses of the Sutra of Infinite Meaning. We are on the first chapter, Virtue. Page 81, last paragraph. So we were going through the characteristics of impermanent and all those beautiful understanding early on. So the last session sharing last Thursday was very good. You all should listen to it. That part is very comprehensive and very beautiful. Then now we come to the story part. According to the author, there's a very touching story about a family. A city volunteer, Mr. Feng. He was born to a farming household. When he grew up, he established his own construction business. He not only ran his own business well, he was also a very dutiful son. He did his duty. He would often help his parents take care of the farm whenever he had free time. The whole family was harmonious and happy. Ever since Mr. Feng joined Shiqi, he has been very diligent. His parents were touched by his dedication. So after they retired, both of them also joined the ranks of our recycling volunteers. His father in particular was especially active in volunteering. I remember one year on my way to visit the Shiqi Hospital in Xintian. I went to the nearby recycling station and noticed that not only was the recycling station well organized, but there was also a vegetable garden that was beautifully tended. Mr. Feng's father happily told us how much joy he had. He took in doing recycling work. He would do the recycling station every morning and work till nightfall before returning home. The entire family was involved in the work of the recycling station. One day, Mr. Feng's father suddenly felt a dull pain in his chest and immediately went to see the hospital. The doctor ordered a cardiogram, but as the old man walked from the second to the third floor of the hospital for examination, he fainted in the staircase area. It was almost 10 minutes later when someone found him and brought him to the emergency room. From the emergency room, he was sent to intensive care unit and did not regain consciousness until several days later. One day, he suddenly woke up and in a clear voice pronounced, "We have to do recycling work. Let's assign two more cars to take all of this away. We also had to stack things more tightly." After speaking this word, he fell back into the coma state. Mr. Feng's father was later transferred to a nursing home, and his son continued to do recycling every day with the approval of his family. Mr. Feng and his mother would often go to the nursing home to visit his father, and he would hold his father's hand, as he told him, "Master still need us. Please hurry and wake up to do recycling work." Later on, Mr. Feng Chant. Master Chen Yan has said, what is supposed to happen will happen. I considered my father very fortunate. He worked till he could not work anymore, means at the recycling station. He worked until he could do no more and do not waste a single day of his life. I need to be more like him, the son said, even though this family encountered such misfortune. It did not deter or shake their shared resolve. Along with working diligently at their job, they continue to be dedicated to recycling and persevere in their spiritual practice. And this is very important, persevere in their spiritual practice. Because the teaching of Ciji had already entered their heart. So this one is very important. Eh? The teachings of Ciji has already entered their heart. That's why their faith has been very strong. So that they could fan the wind of liberation and receive the coolness of the Dhamma. So that was the reason. Eh? Thus, they were able to work to eliminate their afflictions and delusion in life. Given time, the impermanence of life and life natural cause, which is aging, illness, and death, will always play out. If we can take care of our mind at our time, then no matter what happens, affliction will not enter and trouble our hearts. So this is very true. As Dhamma practitioner, we need to understand the teaching. So what the author is trying to explain to us is the essential teachings of the Buddha. Our first noble truth, reality. The first noble truth of dukkha, the eight realities. These are the realities of life and existence. So here they mention only three: aging, illness, and death. So this reality, when they arise, most people who don't have the Dhamma, they can't cope. They are afflicted by it. And sometimes it can be very traumatic, facing illness, aging, and death. It's something that humanity has to learn to develop the understanding to liberate the mind so that we are not afflicted by it. And what is mentioned here is very true. When you have the Dhamma, you have the understanding, the understanding will give rise to the fanning of the wind of liberation. Then you will receive the coolness of the Dhamma that will make you at peace no matter what happens. So given time, this reality, which is part of impermanence of life and life natural cause, they will arise. Then we can encounter them with understanding so that our mind are not affected. So even though this reality will always play out sooner or later, if we can take care of our mind at all times, then no matter what happens, affliction will not enter and trouble our hearts. So take for example, what we witnessed today is Bratun's father passing away. But there was no sadness, there was only joy, because he lived a very long life. And according to Bratun, he do his duty very well. He raised the family up very well. Although he don't have a very good job with a good salary, but he is a very happy man that does his duty. He's a teacher. He teach until he retired. He was a pensioner. So all this were very beautiful. When you understand, you will appreciate and you have gratitude. And Brother Tiu really have a lot of gratitude. And because of what he did, Brother Tiu and the family, they became very successful. And they have the good life. Especially Brother Tiu. Brother Tiu did very well. And he and the sister, I think they are the one that care the most for the dad. And the dad was staying with Brother Tiu and Sister Pamasriya family for very long. And so this is Dhamma. When you have the understanding, you can confront that reality. And I also understand from Brother Tiu and Sister Pamasriya, it's not easy to go through old age, sickness and death, especially the dad who lived so long. But he was very, I should say, blessed in the sense that the senses are still good despite the age, independent, relatively mobile. So it was indeed a blessing. But you still need to spend a lot of time to care for him, a lot of patience. Because as people age, many things happen. The habitual tendency, the coming and all those things. And they are bound to have situation where you have to confront their emotional change and behavior. Sometimes they become like a different person. So all this, you get the weakness and maybe develop the experience and understanding before it happened to you. So you have the great opportunity to take care of your parents. You can learn about this reality early. And it's indeed a blessing. Indeed, I learned a lot from my dad. My dad also, he is very good. He know I don't need much teaching from him. But he shared the thing that to him is important about the process of aging and what happened as you age. He gave me a lot of very good sharing and advice. One thing that he highlighted to me was, he said, as you age, after a certain age, take care of your leg, he said. Your leg will weaken. He felt his leg was weak when he was nearing 80 years old, 70 plus. That's why the last 1 or 2 years he was on wheelchair. Then the eye, he said, blindness. He can't see because of cataract and all those things. But that time, people don't have the medication, the attention of modern science. Then later on, my sister, who is in the medical field, he works as a staff nurse until he became a graduate nurse, and she did a master, and they helped start the school of nursing at the teaching hospital, HUKM. So my sister was very experienced, and he knew all this can be cured. So my father gave it a try, changed the lens. He was so amazed, he shared with me, he said, such miracle, he said. After he changed the lens for one of the eye, he said it was like a newborn eye, like when he was young. He can see again so clearly, and you can see the joy in him, really, full of joy. And he immediately changed the second lens of the second eye. And he only stayed overnight in the hospital for one day. And that time, I think it was relatively new technology. I think that was easily 20 years ago. He passed away in the year 2004 at the age of 80. And the day he passed away happened to be my daughter's birthday, 28th of July 2004. So these are the things that are very beautiful. Then he shared with me many things. He always asked me to take care, he said. Your health, you cannot take for granted. Then one other thing to expect and all those things. Then I like his advice, he said. Initially, when I came out to work, you see, we must start living life frugally, is it? Sacrifice, be frugal, then earn your money. Of course, in a proper way, yes, to us is the Dhamma way. Then after that, when you have developed the financial freedom and ability not to worry about money, when money is no more an issue or problem, then he said, that time you don't have to be frugal anymore. You can learn to use your wealth. It's basically the Buddha's teaching, the Buddhist principle, the four type of happiness that a lay person can have. The first type of happiness is the happiness of possession, when we're able to earn our living through appropriate means, through proper livelihood, through following the Dhamma way. So when we can own things, have our salary, our wealth, our materialistic gain, happiness of possession, there is a type of joy, there is a type of security that we achieve. Then the second type of happiness is the Buddha said, you can use this possession or wealth that you have earned for the happiness of all, yourself, your loved one, and whoever who has affinity with you, even your friends, your relative, or use it for donation and offering, and to help the poor, to help the misfortune, to contribute to society, and to play your role. Last time we used to receive from society, now we have the means we can contribute towards society. So nowadays I think listed company also are told to do the same thing. They call it corporate responsibility, CSR, corporate social responsibility, something like that. So this is the second type of happiness that we can realize or receive. Then the third type of happiness is when you can be free of debt, when you don't have to worry about repaying your installment or repaying your debt. So all this you can only do when you have the condition, means you have made your money, you have earned your right to have financial independence. That's what my father meant. Initially, be frugal, save, then grow your money, then save whatever you earn. Then from there, develop financial freedom. Then you can do the other thing to live the good life and make yourself happy. So these are the first three types of happiness that living being can develop. Then the last one is, of course, not many people understand, to live the blameless life. So this one, I have the understanding, that's why I can do it. Live the blameless life means the wise one will not blame you. And there's a lot of joy, because whatever, like last time I have a friend, I think you all may know him, he's also Kayamita, Uncle Sam. He used to tell us, he said, actually, nowadays, if you have a situation or a problem, if whatever money can help resolve, then it's not a real problem. Because if you have the means, actually, you can live a blameless life. So don't be so petty, don't be so calculative. You can have the means, help people, let people have the benefit of whatever. So sometimes it's small thing, whatever money can help resolve it. So living a blameless life has its beautiful meaning. And you will have a lot of joy having this ability to help out in situations and circumstances where your ability to use your money wisely to help people and help resolve issue and problem so that people would not blame anybody. So living a blameless life is a type of joy, a type of happiness. So this is real Dhamma. And this one also I learned from my dad. Then when we were very young, he shared with me a lot of wise things. He said, because he was a migrant from China, born in China, later on brought over my mother. He said, most important thing, because he don't have education at that time. The family were poor. He don't have that condition. And he don't want us to suffer. He value education. He did a lot of donation to schools, education institutions, and he gave a lot of emphasis on education. He told us our duty is to study. Don't worry about money. The education fund, he will be the one earning it for us. We have 9 brothers and sisters, and he always encouraged us to really study. Then the other important thing is, he said, our birth cert and our citizenship, he said, you must get it right. Because he know a person or a family without proper citizenship paper and also birth cert can have a lot of problem. So it was because of him that our whole family have everything taken care of. So these are the great parents who did their duty, sacrifice for their children, and they set a lot of good example for us to follow, and they gave us great advice. So our duty is to advise our children, then their life, let them live. Play your role as responsible parent, do your duty. Your duty as parent, your duty as your sibling or children towards your parents. Filial piety, gratitude, contentment, all the great virtue. Have faith in the Triple Gem. Develop sincerity, persevere in our cultivation. Then live life following the Dhamma way. Then when we understand the Dhamma, we can live life following Noble Eightfold Path. Noble Eightfold Path is the advice of the Buddha. When you cultivate Noble Eightfold Path and it become a part of you, the embodiment of the Noble Eightfold Path factor, when they manifest in you, you will become noble ones, enlightened ones. You will become beautiful. So this is the part that we can learn from our parents. Then when we continue our life, we can pass down this experience and understanding to our children. Then like for myself, I learned from my parents, especially my father, and sometimes my mother too, although not educated, but I learned a lot of nice things from her. Her simplicity. My mom is a very simple lady, uneducated, but very hardworking, sacrifice a lot, have a lot of love for their children, for her children and all those things. So I learned to have simplicity from my mom, and to be diligent in whatever I do. I learned to sacrifice like my mother. Things that we can contribute. We never look forward to gain favor and all those things. Wherever we can help, if there is condition, we should help. Then after that, when I grew up, I look at life because I have the Dhamma, I have the understanding. Then I don't want my children to also suffer the same fate as the thing that I go through that I couldn't have in life. That's why I improve on it and share the understanding with my children, and I gave them a lot of very good understanding of life and advice. Then later on, because of their karmic affinity and understanding, they developed their own, and now they are beautiful. Especially the last few years after my daughter had the condition to come and learn the Dhamma from me. And now she is back. She decided to even retire, give up her job, then come back to be with us. And where he also realized she's already 40 years old and we are aging too. But we are still young. 66, 67, we are still young. We are not that old. So we can still have good life together, maybe for the next 10 to 20 years. And this is beautiful. This is Dhamma. It is understanding. He has the joy. She has the understanding. She learned very fast. And to have a good life is not difficult. Take care of karma. Karma take care of your life. Have Dhamma and you will understand life and you will know how to live. And that's basically what she has learned. Then if you take care of karma, everything go your way. Your life is very beautiful. She experienced a lot of all this. That's why there's a lot of joy. And I believe a lot of Kayamita too. When you go the Dhamma way, your life improves. Your life changes for the better. And there are so much benefits that come from cultivating the Dhamma. Then living your life in accordance with the Dhamma way, following the Noble Eightfold Path. They are so beautiful. There is so much joy, so much peace, so much understanding. There is so much virtue in you. You can experience beautiful mind state, tranquility of mind, stillness of mind, the silent mind, the peaceful mind, the joy, the understanding. All this become possible. Then you can really live life to the fullest. You can experience all of the wonders and beauties of life. Then life really become beautiful, meaningful. Life take a turn. Then like the Heart Sutta saying, Sun Kong Miao Yu. When you realize true emptiness, life become wonderful. So all this, when you understand, it will give you faith. Then you will sincerely tread the path of Dhamma, then cultivate diligently. And this way is most beautiful. And when you have the Dhamma, you become a blessing to all. You not only have good life, you become a blessing to all, to your children, family members, your friends, and whoever who have relationship with you. Then you can really have great companionship, especially Kayamitas. So this is the Dhamma part that you should learn to appreciate. Maybe I read the last sentence one more time. It will help you recollect. Given time, the impermanence of life and life's natural cause, which is aging, sickness, disease, and death, they will play out accordingly. They will always play out accordingly. If we take good care of our mind at all times, if we cultivate the Dhamma understanding, then no matter what happens, no matter how it unfolds, affliction will never enter and trouble our heart, because we have the Dhamma understanding and we can confront all this reality with understanding, and we can be at peace with them, no problem. And it will turn out to be a blessing in this sky beautifully for us to understand. We will understand, like the Buddha's teaching, everything that arises, there are causes and conditions behind. And when we understand, we can accept the reality of the moment, then we move on, because the body is non-self, empty, go the way of nature, make our only element, no consciousness. How can it be you? So do not be deceived or deluded by it. Allow it to be. Accept the reality of this physical body, this form. For this form is make our element go the way of nature. It is just a vehicle and a tool for us to come to this existential world, to live life, to experience life, to do everything that we can make use of it to do. So they will serve us well when we understand, but do not be deluded by it, do not attach, cling, and be afflicted by it when things unfold following nature's condition. So when you experience always sickness and death, you must have this Dhamma understanding. Then you become beautiful. Then nothing can make you unhappy or miserable. There is no fear, no insecurity, no negativity of mind state. Everything is just nature's condition. Then you can accept this reality with wisdom and understanding and become beautiful. Your mind state will be beautiful. So I will read on. If the Dhamma can enter our hearts, then our mind states will be like the glow of daybreak that brings clarity to everything it shines upon. Now this is a very good description. I believe the Mandarin version is even more beautiful. Right? If the Dhamma can enter our hearts, then our state of mind will be like the glow of daylight that brings clarity to everything it shines upon. This is so beautiful. Maybe my wife found the Mandarin. Read to us. So you get to learn the Mandarin version too.
法若入心，心境就会如一合之，明万象，如清晨日出来，明时照耀大地的光芒般，温和辽阔。
Yeah, that's very good.
Okay. 彻透一切。彻透一切。万物。万事。物理。破除烦恼苦相，让我们能大住法相，又是清风之由太息，太息is the empty， 能让我们的心地常保清凉，不起。
Okay, thank you, Sadhu. So the Mandarin you have heard, now I read the full text in English. Here the English translation is good, don't worry. If Dhamma can enter our hearts, then our state of mind will be like the glow of daybreak that brings clarity to everything it shines upon. When dawn breaks, the rising sun casts a gentle glow over the vast expanse of the land. In this kind of state, our mind fully comprehends the principle of all things. You have mindfulness to observe in the world. And you can be free of affliction. That's what meditation is all about. And sufferings, enabling us to understand the appearances of all Dhamma. So this is beautiful. The Dhamma will also be like the pure wind that travels through the void. Oh, so beautiful, It helps us keep our mind clean and refreshed without melancholy or affliction so that we can feel the wonder and beauty of tranquility and clarity. Actually, they can add in the word stillness. Tranquility, stillness, and clarity. This analogy shows us that if we awaken our wisdom, naturally we will be able to perceive and fully comprehend the appearances of all things. This is very true. And we will not be lost or confused, or we will never be deluded again or deceived by the phenomenal world of form. phenomenal world of consciousness. So this is beautiful. To eliminate ignorance and be liberated from affliction, we must have a way, the Dhamma way. This is also beautiful. To eliminate ignorance and be liberated from affliction, we must have a way. We must have Dhamma. If we do not have a way or Dhamma to transform ourselves, how can we save and transform others? Because you are a Bodhisattva, you have to have the Dhamma. Otherwise you can't, because of your vow. The troubling afflictions of this world can only be swept away by the refreshing wind of the Dhamma. So this is a good description. This is such a wondrous state that it cannot be described simply in words. We can only experience it mindfully. Yeah, so this is beautiful. Eh? I think we end here, eh? So that we can continue from there after that. Eh? They pour the stream of the great vehicle to nourish sentient beings. They spread the seeds of goodness over the field of merits and virtue. Ah, this is beautiful. The next section, we will continue Thursday, next Thursday class. So today, tomorrow, and continue until Thursday class. This is beautiful. Okay, we are at page 84. So the next one will be continuation of page 84. So we finish page 83. Okay, so we will end here. Then we can have our second session, which is meditation reporting, followed by question and answer, whatever question you may have. Then we can also have some beautiful sharing of Dhamma in daily life by our Kainamitas. So last session, Sunday, we had a very good sharing, especially the one by Po Cheng. You all should listen to it. It's very profound and very beautiful. So a lot of Kayamita really rejoice. They were really beautiful, and it gave rise to faith to many. And that one really can help many people to become diligent again, to develop the faith. And it turned out so beautifully. So hopefully today we can have more. And now I realize more and more Kayamita who has develop the understanding, have a lot of joy, and they are willing to share. So let us hope you all can continue to do it.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening, Brother Teo and all.
Good evening, Christina. Yes.
Okay.
Can hear you.
What to share? Actually, Dharma helped me a lot in my cultivation. I'm very thankful to have you, Brother Teo. And also Suyi. Then I've been listening to your teaching, I think almost coming to 8 years. I think 8 or 9 years, sir.
Yes, you are very diligent and you read the Heart Sutra.
The Heart Sutra,
it helped you so much, and you really love the Heart Sutra. You can actually share a lot of that during that time. I remember you WhatsApp and just send it to Kayamita for sharing. Well, they are beautiful teachings that can actually make a big difference to your life. Then later on, try to share with your classmate, your colleague, your friend, your brothers and sisters. That's how nature rejoices.
Truly, but I still find that all these everyone's affinity and faith.
Very important. Yes.
Teaching.
Affinity.
In fact, Brother Teo, I wanted to tell you that there. Remember, I bring a friend.
That lady.
Yes. Actually,
your neighbor.
To thank you, you know, she did call me and say, wanted to treat you lunch or what lah, whatever lah. Ask your Si Xiong ah.
Oh, no problem. But you have to wait till after the MC.
Actually, no doubt she wasn't in the class but I felt that she is so much different, you know.
Yeah. That from day she is really touched because she can sense whether a person is sincere or not. She has some roots. Our Dharma root, good Dharma root or Siemkina.
But she never listened to Dharma, any Dharma.
Right, because this is from her past.
But she tell me she was so happy, you know, and then she wanted to come to your house again.
Yeah, she can feel the joy that day. And when he was back in my house, she really felt a lot of difference. And she was also in tears over many things.
She tell me she felt the compassion from you, you know.
Yeah. She can feel. Yes. And surprisingly, she can understand the simple Dhamma very fast.
Because no doubt she is not an English educator.
Yes, she has a pass. Otherwise, she can't. Yeah, she can't.
Yeah.
I can feel her joy.
She was asking me, see when brother...
Yeah, no problem. You tell him most welcome. She can come.
And then she tell me, actually her sharing is like that lah. She tell from what, because I told her, I say whatever the teacher explain, because I don't know what words that touch your heart, so you have to keep it in mind. And then Brother Teo asked me to do forgiveness, and then she so different when she do forgiveness.
Her life will change.
To me, you know.
Yeah, the coming obstruction all gone. Then a lot of things will happen because you help her. You recorded the thing for her towards the end. Towards the end, you recorded for her, and that one helped her. Otherwise, not easy for her to remember all the sharing. She knew it was beautiful, but she cannot remember without your recording. And your recording is like for her to recollect, reminiscence of what has been shared. And she knew all these are very, not only practical, very beautiful understanding that she can't find in other place. The three things that a person who wants to change their life should do, overcome their karmic affliction should do, ask for forgiveness, vow not to repeat it, by following the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil, do good and purify the mind. That they explain in detail. When you do that, you are actually avoiding evil via keeping precepts. Then when you keep precepts, you protect yourself and you protect others. Then you transform your life. Then when you cultivate wholesomeness following Noble Eightfold Path, you develop good karmic nature and your life will change. And you can see the results straight away. Then when you meditate, purify your mind, you develop wisdom and understanding and you become different. That's why I teach her how to solve her family problem. Yeah? The daughter was the only one miserable daughter from Singapore. I told her how she can resolve her business easily. Can get somebody to take over or whatever. So I gave her a very simple but very practical and good solution which she can understand. So after that, she got no more fear. I keep on emphasizing, no amount of fear, worry, anxiety can help you. Remember, have faith, have peace, be calm, have clarity. Then just do what you have to do. Need to ask for forgiveness, repent, do. Then after that, cultivate accordingly, following the advice of the Buddha. After you do this, you will accumulate a lot of wholesomeness. I even explained the 10 meritorious actions to her. Then after that, invoke power of merits for turnaround So that he and the daughter can give back their good life. So this is also another case of the husband passed away. So he was afflicted by that first noble truth reality, separation from the husband. Yeah. But you help her a lot because you yourself have a personal very great example that you are able to overcome. That's why she also can sense that you are sincere. So when I asked you to make sure he wants to come, she really wants to come. Then when we met her at the restaurant, she was full of joy. She can feel it. She can sense it straight away. And my wife was there. My daughter was there. She was so, I should say, so wise in inverted comma. He immediately go and pay herself, pay for the whole lunch. So I took you all to Sun Heng because that place is very quiet, very conducive. After that day, Sui An and Mi Fong came and see me. They asked me to suggest somewhere. I finally told them that place is the best Sun Heng. The environment very good, cheap and good. And their noodles are very good.
And then the price for the food also...
Reasonable, very reasonable. And she had good appetite that day. I saw her. Wow, she ate the whole thing.
Yeah, and then now she was... I think... weekend, sometimes she will ask me to accompany her for...
You should.
She looked very different. Very.
Yes, you can sense
it.
That's why
she herself told me that I wanted to invite Brother Teo to thank their family. So you ask on the behalf.
No problem, you tell her. My nature also rejoices with her good understanding and progress. So Dhamma can really change a person, help a person.
I think
so traumatic earlier on, like you said, your neighbor. You pity the daughter too.
Daughter have to wake up very early.
Doing two jobs.
5 o'clock in the morning have to
Have to follow up with the father's job, and at the same time she has a job in Singapore, although she's working from home. So the mother also have this I should say that type of virtue, guilty feeling that the daughter is being forced into that situation to do so much. So she wants to really help her to relieve whatever condition because she is still young.
Yeah.
She expect the daughter to have the good life, so no need to go through all this. But the advice I given her was so easy and so beautiful. She understands straight away. Dissolve it and move on. No need to go and worry about it, become unhappy or remorseful over it. What for? Make a decision and move on. Follow Noble Eightfold Path. Understand the nature's law that governs life and existence. Whatever that arise, there are causes and conditions. I gave her a lot of example of karma. She can understand very fast, surprisingly.
Surprisingly, no doubt she got no dharma base.
No dharma base.
I brought my friend to Brother Steele's house also a few times. I think all this about affinity,
there are karmic obstruction. They cannot receive one. They have to ask for forgiveness first. Then after
some of my friends got fear when they do ask for forgiveness.
We are guilty feeling.
What happened? They asked me.
Guilty feeling.
They got fear. Like my classmate, that one that day I brought also earlier.
She
keep telling me got fear.
Because they have guilty feeling. They did something very bad. So when they try to ask for forgiveness, that guilty feeling, conscience, guilty conscience came out. That's why there is fear. There's a lot of things that they didn't reveal to you. But if they are really sincere, like your neighbor, no such thing one.
Yeah, no such thing. She was happy doing.
After you ask for forgiveness, you feel relieved. Yeah, I told him, whatever problem you have, when you ask for forgiveness, it will be rooted out. Your anger, your fear, your remorse, everything will be rooted out.
That's why she was telling, "Well, your teacher so smart, so wise, one."
She will know because the solution I gave her is so easy, so practical, and very, very clear. And she will know one that this one will work because this is what nature's law is. She has her past too. There's some good affinity.
That's why I'm happy for things. Her. So she met you
Yes. That one meeting, meet up is enough. Because she did everything in accordance. The condition and the sign I saw meant to be. Most important thing was she, full of joy, immediately go and pay for the lunch. Before we even finished eating, I saw her, I was observing her, and she quickly went to the cashier there and settled the whole bill. Then later on, my daughter ordered another drink. You remember? That one not paid yet. You all saw her pay, then only you realize she has paid. I rejoiced. I told you, I said she has already paid. I saw her doing the payment. That's why all these are very wholesome, very beautiful. Small thing, but for people who has the Dhamma understanding, they know this is meant to be, and that wholesomeness money cannot buy because of the condition, the understanding. You did a lot of wholesomeness, no wonder this line, when you are in trouble, people help you. You able to meet Sui An, and Sui An brought you meet me.
I met Sui An also by, how to say, coincidence. I was standing in the JBA.
Billboard
there, I talked to myself. I'm not attending the, no time to listen to the recording.
He
was asking me, you do meditation. That's how first met Brother Teo.
Thursday class.
I got the feeling like, I felt to be honest. I think I don't know how to put my word.
You can feel that you can.
I felt that like I listened to your Dhamma before. I never listened like past or what I don't know but I don't live one, you know. Time I got so many friends, they ask me, here got teaching, very good teaching.
But you won't go on.
I don't know how to go on. I find the right teacher.
Correct.
I don't know how to move.
Your character at that time and your problem is you are not educated and your English is not good.
Yes.
So you need something that is very practical, not in Dhamma words, not in knowledge. Something that can wake you up because you have that suffering, the first noble truth, reality suffering. That's why you can understand the thing I share. Then I remember at the retreat, you broke down and decided to share what happened to you at that time. It was so traumatic. And I can feel for a person who has gone through life with such traumatic first noble truth reality and such complicated or complex coming. Conditioning to share this with me demand a lot of sincerity and faith, otherwise nobody can do. And when you did that, I knew you will find the way, you will have the affinity and all those things. Then after that, you develop a lot of diligence. You diligently study and your English improved. Your classmate also was surprised when you WhatsApp them and said, Lady Christina last time cannot even speak proper English or write proper English. Now can write to me in such beautiful Dhamma words. So they were very sad. That's why the three of them came to that class. They just want to find out who is this brother Theo. There are a lot of people like your case and all those people that came. They somehow got affinity, and the moment they met me, they become different, and they knew this is the real one, the sincere one, the compassionate one, not those who want sick one, cherry muffin. Even Joyce, she knew, and she is in that type of mental state at that time, but she knew. And so those who have the affinity, the moment they meet up with me and my nature, they will have the understanding and they will connect back, and their faith, their heart, they become different. They can sense me. And it's like I give them faith, I give them confidence, and I can calm them down and they can listen attentively. And then after that, for those who have the condition, they will really follow the instruction. And those who have faith in my nature, follow instruction, they benefit. They will receive the Dhamma.
But actually, to be frank, when we follow your teaching diligently, sincerely, the blessing come very
fast.
Very natural.
Very naturally, very fast. You can feel it.
I want to
a lot of Paramita told me, their life become very different.
Very
lucky.
Honestly speaking. Recently, Brother Theo, I just sold my car last August. Last time I'm driving the Nissan. I sold it end of August. So I don't have a car with me for about 3 months. Until October, actually, my sister, I have a sister in Penang. I have one car only, and then four of us in the family, we are using the only one car.
The only one car.
So my sister knew that I already sold my car. Suddenly, told me that I have an extra car. So I will give you my car. So I say no lah, I will pay you some money. She asked me go and take. I wanted to pay her. She said no, you take it.
Good
use. I find that all this, like when I told my friend, are you telling me a fairy tale again? Friend will ask
Those
me.
People don't believe.
You're going to tell me fairy tales again.
Give
you a free car to drive.
It's
also Nissan, you know. Nissan Sophia.
That is
not bad.
It's
about 10 years old, only very good condition.
Oh, still very good. 10 years old, still very good.
Actually, I'm so thankful to Brother Theo's teaching. Because of, I find that to me, my own contemplation, I'm counting my blessing because Brother Theo's teaching with me all this while. That's why I'm so blessed.
I
always felt
a lot of Kayamita told me the same thing. Their life changed and they can see the joy, the transformation. Understanding, and their life like improved tremendously. They are like very blessed, very lucky. A lot of things go their way, then suffering reduced. They become more calm, more peaceful. They can handle things very well now. They no longer panic and worry about life.
Brother Theo, for me, I got less worry.
Much less.
I can tell Kalayamitas that's the reason.
Yes.
So people,
almost,
how come you're so happy when I like happy go?
Yes.
You have to take care of three
children. Correct. Like your neighbor also commented on that. He saw you very cheerful, very happy.
But I think from the Dhamma, from the
You need the Dhamma. That's why just now I was sharing, the author also wrote, the coolness of Dhamma really make you happy. Make you peaceful, give you a lot of joy and understanding. So less negativity of mind state. This is what Dhamma is all about. Dhamma is about understanding suffering and cultivate to develop the ability to liberate your mind so that you need not suffer. Suffering need not be. So the cause of its arising, when you understand, you can actually cease it. You did not be afflicted by it. Then there is a way to cease it. It's follow the Dhamma way, cultivate according to Noble Eightfold Path. If you follow Noble Eightfold Path, you are following the advice of the Buddha, and everything falls into place. Your life will change.
Yeah.
Sadhu to you. Eh?
Thank you,
brother.
Yeah. Sister Cassie. Hello,
brother
Teo. Hello, Cassie. Yeah.
Good evening to all calamities and wonderful sharing from
Christina and Pocheng.
Pocheng, yes. Because I think I haven't been attending for the last few weeks, but you know that
the sharing
on Sunday was like, wow.
Very beautiful.
Yeah, and what you say is very true, because it's sort of like, I think it gives a lot of hope and you know, to like you say, you know, I mean, it's not just Brother Teo who can do it. Of course, we listen to our teacher and we say, of course, our teacher must be able to do it. Otherwise, you know, how is he going to teach us? You know,
but
hearing from Sister Pocheng was like really enlightening. And, it really sort of like make you say, you know, better put in the practice. And but Brother Teo, you know, I've just been following your teaching for about a year now.
Okay.
And I have actually developed the routine, like in the morning I'll get up at 5 and I'll try every day, I'll try to sit for
religious routine is very important. You can do it, you will progress very fast without
but
you.
I cannot lie, Brother Teo, the mind is like, you know, it's going everywhere, you know. Certain days are good.
I already explained to you, Casey, listen again. Listen again. Because it's recorded, it will benefit you. So what happened is you need to have faith, sincerity, then patience and persevere and just do. Means initially you must have the understanding first. Then only you can do. Understanding means what? Like just now you report, not easy. The mind wanders, do a lot of funny things. Eh? So what's wrong? The untrained mind is heedless. I already told you. And why is it heedless? Well, you lack the 5 spiritual faculty. Your faith not stable enough. Then the virya hasn't come out strong enough. Then you will not move on to sati. Because sati is the actual meditation. You have to stabilize the awareness nature. Not until your religious routine enable you to tie in your cultivation. Because everything you do will develop the spiritual faculty. That's how you transform. But before it happens, if you give up, like you say, not easy, then of course you can't do it. So like I said, how to develop the religious routine. Pay respect with faith. Faith means what? When you have faith in the Buddha and his teaching through knowing who the Buddha is, he's not only enlightened, he's fully enlightened. And his Dhamma can free your mind, can liberate your mind, can transform your life for the better and make you a completely different person. And this is the most important thing you need to develop understanding in life. Where without this, you suffer. You become afflicted, miserable. So that faith, once it is there, you see the importance of this teaching, you will go all out to cultivate. That's why the spiritual zeal will come in. And this mental faculty or spiritual faculty will overcome your mental hindrance. Then you start to do the bowing with the faith. when you mindfully bow using your routine, you just bow. Don't ask questions. Don't try to know. Persevere and just do until the body and mind move as one, until the sati arises. When the sati arises, you will know. Your form and mind will know, because all of a sudden you will come to realize you become different. You realize everything you do, you don't think anymore. The awareness and the bodily activity, they have become one. And you are like very graceful. It is like automatic when you do that time. There is no lapse. Everything like very smooth. Like when you are very skillful, your strokes are very graceful. Your bowing become very graceful. You don't need to slow down, nothing. But the mindfulness is there, it becomes very graceful. Like the body and mind move as one. Then when your mind enters sati, everything you do is in sati. You have to do until that thing happens. That's like be patient. Then silence your mind, meditate more. If you do it every day when you wake up, do the religious routine, means the pre-puja, then meditate for a while, then share merit, transfer merit, do the closing puja, then pay your respect. Then everything you do, be mindful, be aware, develop the daily mindfulness, read the Dhamma sharing book, especially the Heart Sutta. Write down whatever that is important, then cultivate accordingly. Then do some basic important things to transform your karmic affinity. Means you need to ask for forgiveness or repentance from whomever from the distant past until now, whom you have very knowingly or unknowingly caused any karmic negativity or suffering or misery or misled, you sincerely ask for forgiveness. And that one is very important. It will break whatever karmic obstruction that prevents you from progressing. Then after that, vow not to repeat all these wrong things anymore. You vow to follow the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil via keeping the precept. And look at the precept. Understand why you must keep the precept. Because when you violate the precept, it constitutes major evil. And your karmic nature falls. And your life also falls. So when you keep the precept, you protect yourself, you protect others, you will grow. Then after that, cultivate wholesomeness. Follow Noble Eightfold Path. Right view leading to right thought, right speech, right action, and right livelihood, and the four right effort. The initial six path factor first. So do it. Then after that, when the sati come, you develop samadhi, then you meditate. Through doing this, you will develop a lot of wholesomeness. Even attending this type of classes, listening to the audio file, the video file, you are developing the 10 meritorious actions that evoke power of merit for causes and conditions for you to progress, to meet up with the wise, avoid the foolish, until Nibbana can be realized soon as possible. You do all this, I guarantee you, within not more than 6 months, you will transform. And you will become very different. You will progress very fast. Okay, Casey?
Yes, thank you very much. I do know Brother Teo, because, you know, even though, you know, I do feel that it could have, you know, and meditation is not coming along that fantastically, but listening to you every week and, you know, listening to sharing from Kalamitas and all that, I do find that it's you do realize that you sort of like change for the better. Because of all this wholesomeness that infuse yourself every week and all that. You would tend towards it that, you have a check for yourself and all that. So that I noticed, and also I noticed that I am able to sort of like when something unwholesome comes up, then you know you have sort of like a check that you can say, or say, no, don't go that way because that's not right, you know. So that sort of thing I do notice notice much more rather than previously. Everything was like so heedless. You just go like, you know, angry like
right.
Put some more, wipe the floor some more,
so
and all
this
that.
This is a good start. Yes, it's a good start. At least now you start to develop the awareness of this thing is wrong, not appropriate. So you need to change. And the second step is more difficult. The second step is develop the clear understanding, then cultivate and change. The four right effort. You remember the four right effort?
Yes.
The first right effort is to abandon the wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action, and wrong livelihood, and whatever that is not accordance with the Dhamma way, which is negative. So all this, do it first. You can't abandon following the five way, especially the third way, the meditative way, then it means you have not really gone into the cultivation. So the first right effort already demand quite a bit of understanding to cultivate. You're familiar with the five ways to overcome unwholesome thought or unwholesome action or not? Yeah, Casey?
Please refresh.
Oh, okay. The first one is think of the direct opposite wholesome thought. When you are angry, develop metta. Recall to mind great loving kindness. So that when you have metta, when you are able to wish yourself well-being and happiness, others well-being and happiness, you have to do it until it becomes a new way of life. Then when you have metta, you cannot get angry anymore, isn't it? So anger can be rooted out with metta. Then when you realize you are selfish, you have cruelty. When you are selfish, you must develop wisdom, contentment, and understanding not to be selfish. Without contentment, human beings are selfish. Then without compassion, you will have cruelty. You will have negative thought to take advantage of people, to harm people, to cause suffering to people. So all this direct opposite wholesome thought can make you beautiful. Then sometimes you must have gratitude, respect, contentment. All these are virtue, important, positive virtue that can root out the opposite negative evil. Like contentment is a good way to overcome greed. Respect is to overcome ego disrespect. Gratitude is to overcome envy, jealousy, remorse, and all those things. Well, when you have gratitude and respect, you become beautiful. Your mind states are beautiful. So that is the first way to root out. So that is the beginning of the first right effort to change for the better from evil states of mind to positive state of mind. You develop wholesomeness. Then the second way is to think of the consequence of holding on to this wrong thought that has the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. Yeah, these are evil roots, root of all evil, make you evil. Do you want to have them in your heart, in your mind state? Do you want to hold on to anger, grudges, remorse, fear, worry, anxiety, insecurity, selfishness? If you hold on to all these are evil, root of all evil. It will make you evil. Your life, you have to decide, is that what you want? If that is not what you want, you don't want your karmic nature to fall and to have the miserable life, then please wake up, determine with right effort to abandon all these evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, the envy, the jealousy, the fear, the insecurity, the selfishness, all this. Abandon them. Because when you think of the danger, the consequence of holding on to all this, if you hold on to anger, it can make you very evil. Angry people will kill, harm, speak harshly and misbehave through delusion, they can also kill, take advantage of people, commit crime. So when you reflect, contemplate, and understand this Dhamma, you become different. Then the third way is the meditative way. When you see the danger, you determine to abandon. And how to do it? The third way. The Buddha just say, relax and maintain awareness. When anger arises, stay with the anger. When I say stay with the anger, you have to listen carefully. Yeah? I don't want you to continue to think and become more angry. That is not staying with the anger. Staying with the anger is to silence your mind. That's why I say meditation is relax, aware of that anger manifesting, growing. Then your awareness and the anger become one. No need to do anything. No need to think. Just stay with it. Be with it. Let's see what happens. Whatever negative thought, whether anger or fear or remorse or selfishness, sorrow or lamentation, it will cease. It will end. Because when you don't give it any more thinking, negative energy, it will cease. Because the awareness is a purifying force. It will purify and cause it to cease. Then when you realize your mind becomes quiet, peaceful and tranquil again without the emotion of anger or hatred or fear, then you develop wisdom. Then you realize anger was not me, not intrinsic in me. Fear was not me, not intrinsic in me. They are dependent, originating. When I have wrong thought, I input the evil root, fear arise, anger arise. When I stir my mind, when I react to what I see, what I hear, what I smell, what I taste, what I tactically feel and think, then I realize this one is dependent originating, condition arise. And if it's not me, why should I be deceived by it? Why should I get unhappy or having anger? The anger was never me. So I silence my mind, develop the meditative understanding and let it cease. And when it ceases, I realize a very profound understanding of Dhamma. All the aggregates of mind, the feeling, the emotion, they are dependent, originating, condition arising, causal phenomena. That's why it's impermanent. It come and it go. So if I give it meaning and deludedly attach, cling and hold, it gives rise to suffering. That is what the Noble Truth is all about. The three universal characteristics. Impermanent leads to suffering. Where you cannot understand what impermanent is. You don't like change. You want change for the better. You don't want change for the negative state. So when change happens, human beings cannot take it. Where they like the old way, the comfort zone. So all this understanding, when they surface, it free your mind. If I know anger is not me, I don't have to do anything. I just have to develop the wisdom that is the emotion that come and go, impermanent. If I attach, grasp and give meaning, it trigger off suffering. I become afflicted. So why must I behave that way? My life. If I choose to be happy and peaceful, I should be happy and peaceful. Why am I not peaceful? Because you deludedly grasp onto anger, to the emotion, thinking that what happened is real. But everything is not what you think. Rupang anicang, vedana anicang, sankara anicang, sanya anicang, vinyanam anicang. And because they are impermanent, they are also non-self. So all this is in the teaching. So when you understand the third way, you will have the tranquility, the stillness. Then you will realize you have another mind, which is the true mind. And the true mind without thought is so beautiful. Well, without thought, there is no fear, no worry, no anxiety. We have no more thinking, no more heedless thinking, proliferation of thought, no more evil roots. Everything is just the way it is. You are at peace. That's why you have to relax, maintain awareness, and let the mind return to its original state of true mind, which is the silent mind, the tranquility, the stillness of mind. That is your meditative mind, your true mind. Realize that in your meditation. It is very easy, not difficult. Then the fourth way is to trace the origination factor, the Buddha said, then retrospectively reverse it. Origination factor of the evil root, the anger, the fear. How did fear arise? How did anger arise? You trace. It's always from your senses. When you see something or you hear something that you don't like, or when you recall something that you have fear or phobia, insecurity. Then when you can trace the origination factor, then you realize these are wrong thoughts. Thought that condition, the evil roots, the fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, the anger, the emotion. Then this is delusion, wrong view. So you have to straighten your view. Straighten your view means what? Sankara anicchang, sankara dukkang. All these mind states are impermanent, lead to suffering when I attach and cling and give meaning. So why can't I just let things be? Silence my mind and be with it. So with this understanding, you develop wisdom to straighten your view. Then in the future, when you see something, hear something, smell something, or tactile, feel something, or recall something, your mind doesn't stir and react like before. Because these are habitual tendency, wrong thought. When you have wisdom, that is yoniso manasikara, it prompts you. Then you will not think that way. Because sankara anicchang, you stop. Sankara dukkang, it leads to suffering, you stop again. Then dhamma anatta, everything is empty, non-self, not what you think. All this is very profound wisdom. When you understand this, your mind transforms. That's why cultivation is not so easy and straightforward, but you have to develop it. And when you understand, you develop it, it's not difficult too. Because today, this sharing is very important, very useful for many people, for many cultivators of the way, including you. If you understand this and do it very fast, you awaken. You can develop the wisdom, the understanding. It's not difficult. Okay, you see?
Thank you very much, Brother Teo. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu for your teachings. Yeah. I will strive on.
You listen to this again before you strive on. Then write down.
Yes.
Because there are so much thing inside what I share tonight. You go and write it down, I tell you. No, write it down first. Then you read my daughter's mind map, you will understand. Otherwise, you cannot understand. They are like words only. But if you read, write it down, read, you will understand differently. Because when you write it down, you start to understand it better. Otherwise, you think you know, all become memory and knowledge. Memory and knowledge is no use. It cannot change you. Your habitual tendency keep on coming out. But there is knowledge. There is memory. You try to remember what I say, it will not change you. Maybe your knowledge and your thought, Dhamma knowledge, hey, Brother Teo said this is evil rule. No, I must abandon it. But you never try the five ways to overcome unwholesome thought, especially the first four ways. If you never try and don't do it, you can never understand. You can never develop the actual wisdom, the direct seeing, the understanding, the contemplative understanding, the first and second turning wisdom. Then finally, the third turning wisdom, it cannot come unless you do. So knowledge is memory, no use. Okay, you see?
Thank you, Brother Teo. Yes, I will listen to it. Again and again,
Thank you. Thank you, see, for the good question and the condition, so that I can share all this again. This is like a good revision for most Kayamita, but it's very useful. So once again, thank you so much to Christina and Casey. So I think we should end. We are 10:36 already. So we will have to share marriage with Brother Tiong's father. Okay, let us recall to mind all of the wholesomeness that we all have developed over the past 2 hours. So let us rejoice first. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And may this wholesomeness pave the way for there to be causes and conditions for all Kayanamitas, including Brother Teo's father, to share and receive these merits so that Brother Teo's father can have a better rebirth and develop the condition to receive the Buddha Dharma, the Triple Gem, life after life, whenever he arrives. Then may he create affinity with Kayanamitas and the Triple Gem, and may all this wholesomeness to pave the way for all Kayamita to realize their good and noble wishes so that they can always avoid the foolish, meet up with the wise, and cultivate this beautiful Dhamma so that they can be on the path of Dhamma to awakening, so that they can realize the truth as soon as possible. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Christina, you want to say something?
Oh yeah, yeah. Sorry.
No, no problem. You can say whatever you want to say.
Actually, I wanted to thank Brother Teo again for the
sadhu.
Profit for my lately the I don't know how to see what account I think the share one.
Oh okay, yeah, you can ask so me. No problem.
Because I think got very good profit as well.
Yeah. Every Kayamita make very good profit.
Me, you know.
Yeah. Make a lot of profit.
Let's say the money is in the bank and we have to wait 1 year and then the profit.
Yeah, only you receive the interest.
So, wanted to appreciate that.
Yeah. Not only you, many Kayamita also make that profit. They also receive quite good profit, especially last year. Last year we did very well because our stock, most of them went up.
Prolexus
went up a lot. Then Maybank also we did quite well. Then there are a few other stocks. Sadhu. Yeah, you are observant, Christina. Sadhu. At least you go in and have a look. Sadhu to you.
Okay.
Thank you. Sadhu. So all Kayamita who benefited from the investment should also rejoice, because these are your parami. You can have this because you have good parami and you have good dana parami, wholesomeness, generosity. Okay.